The city and county of Denver marked Earth Day this year by implementing a rebate program for electric bicycles and e-cargo bikes. The rebates start at $400 for Denver residents, but low-income residents can qualify for up to $1,200 in rebates for a regular e-bike or up to $1,700 for an electric cargo bike. The available voucher amount makes Denver's program the most generous local e-bike rebate in the country. To see what kind of response e-bike retailers have seen, I dropped by a bike shop participating in the program.
I'm Bobby Brown. I'm the marketing manager over here at Slowhigh Bike Company on Colfax.
On Earth Day, the city of Denver implemented an instant rebate program on e-bikes. How's it been going?
It's been going really, really well. Yeah, the just excitement has been off the charts. A lot of folks that wouldn't normally get an e-bike are in here looking for e-bikes. A lot of people that are looking to get rid of a car or even just downsize to being like a one-car family are coming in here and looking at electric cargo bikes.
So when you say off the charts, can you give me kind of a rough estimate of the number of people that come in on average each day asking about e-bikes?
Don't have that number off the top of my head, but I will say we probably have about 2.5 times as many as normal are coming in here asking about e-bikes. I did look that up the other day, just in terms of a lot of our traffic and phone calls and stuff like that. So yeah, a lot of people that are coming in here that I don't think would have normally come in here looking for e-bikes.
For a more precise figure, I turn to Denver's chief climate officer, Grace Rink.
So the numbers that I have are as of last Thursday evening, and we had 1,278 applications for the standard rebate. That's $400 for an e-bike. And we had 871 applications submitted for the income qualified rebate, which is up to $1,200 for an e-bike. And in either case, if someone is buying an e-cargo bike, whether that's with the standard rebate or with the income qualified rebate, they qualify for an additional $500.
Rink says the program took several months to launch, with much of that time going towards the city's bidding process to find a provider to administer the voucher system. The same provider also administers that program for green home energy updates. Bobby Brown at Slowhigh Bike Company says they knew the rebate program was in the works, but weren't aware of the launch date far enough in advance to fully stock up.
We work with the city on a couple of different programs that involve bikes and e-bikes. So we've been working with the city pretty closely for about a year to get all the language dialed and the program dialed. That being said, we knew it was coming, but there was a little bit of a blackout period for about the last couple months where we knew it was coming. We didn't know the final details. We knew, like, you know, as a stakeholder, we were involved in those discussions early on, but we didn't have the exact timeline, the exact implementation of it. We just kind of knew it was coming. And, it did let us prepare a little bit. But even since then, with just based off the kind of questions that we've been getting and the interest that we've been getting in certain models, we've even brought on some new brands to work with that are going to be just even more affordable for folks. Working with some of our suppliers to get more bikes in, on sort of shorter timelines when that's available.
And do you find that customers already know about this rebate program before they come in the door? Or are some people like, oh, wow, that's nice. I didn't know about that.
I would say a lot of people seem to have heard about it beforehand. So a lot of times once they're in here, they're coming in, they're shopping, they're test riding, and then we're really just talking about the next steps, so the application process through City of Denver, the waiting period of about 5 to 10 days to get the voucher, and then what we're doing is a lot of times at that point, if they've already fallen in love with a bike, is doing deposits to reserve bikes while they're waiting on their voucher to be issued.
That more than 2,000 Denverites applied for e-bike vouchers within 2 weeks of the rebate program's launch suggests the program could encounter a similar response in other Front Range cities. Denver Climate Chief Grace Rink says the model may be easy to replicate, but the funding for it could be an issue elsewhere.
We're very fortunate in Denver that our voters approved a ballot initiative in the fall of 2020 that created a 0.25% sales tax increase that is funding our office. And so that sales tax provides about $40 million per year to our office to do these kind of innovative programs. And so that's where the funding comes from. So other cities will their real main challenge will be identifying the funding source. But, you know, I would say that cities don't have to look to their own budgets for this, right? We know that there's funding coming from the federal government through the Infrastructure Act. There's also, you know, the potential for other federal transportation dollars that cities might be able to tap into to fund a program like this.
The Biden administration had proposed a federal e-bike rebate program as part of the Build Back Better Act, but that legislation has been stalled in the Senate. A state-level e-bike rebate program is also part of an air quality bill currently before the legislature. But Denver's locally run program seems like the best bet for getting residents out of cars by the summer and its days of poor air quality. Back at Slohi Bike Company, Bobby Brown says the challenge now is to keep the racks stocked to meet increased demand.
Next weekend is going to be kind of big moving day for a lot of these bikes. I mean, if you're listening to this, you're not seeing, but half the bikes we're looking at right here have deposits holding them for those vouchers to be issued.
Well, anything else that you would like to add that didn't come up in my questions?
I would say just come by and test ride. If you're thinking about a cargo bike, call ahead, bring your kids. A lot of that's really important to see what kind of bike your kids might like riding on the back of if you're looking at the car replacement for hauling kids around. We do have a lot of different models and there's a lot of different styles of e-bikes, just depending on what you're trying to do. City bikes, some are a little bit sportier, some are a little bit more cruiser. So lots of options, lots of different price points. Come in, you know, come to us. I would love that. Go just, the rebate's really cool. We want to just spread the word to as many people as possible to get people. It's going to change a lot of lives for folks who are, you know, that income qualification who wouldn't normally be able to afford an e-bike and maybe aren't being served by public transit. This will get them, you know, reliable transportation around town. A lot of folks who have cars already, maybe they can downsize, do some of their trips by cargo bike. Yeah, it's great.
The voucher application process for e-bikes takes about 5 to 10 business days to complete. The rebates are only available to Denver residents and valid for use at participating bike stores. Once approved, the vouchers remain valid for 60 days. More information is available at denverclimaterebates.com. You are listening to The Morning Magazine. I'm your host, Shannon Young.